How was your week? What were the news stories and the conversations? Acumen Media breaks it down for us.
Tanya Courier, very good morning. How are you?
I'm very sad this morning.
Yeah, Golani Kwala, I imagine.
Oh, it broke my heart.
What a very, very special guy. Very, very special guy.
Wasn't he? I met him and he was just the most lovely person, honestly. Yeah. Really, really lovely. Only the good guy young, eh?
That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. A tremendous loss. A tremendous loss, in fact, to not only his family and to his loved ones, but to the entire country. It really is.
Very, very sad. And it could be in the bad pile, but I only found out the news just after I do the statistics. And I think I'm with most of South Africa. We're waking up to the news this morning.
Yeah, but I think, would it have impacted given that it was only this morning?
Not yet. But I would like to put something in there. I think we'll probably see something next week, though. I think the country will be mourning.
Yeah, no question about that.
Really, a great man. But talking about good people and good men, well, if you missed the memes on Faf de Klerk across social media this week,
that
you
was
have
stunning.
Been living under a rock. I have been cackling all week. But I've seen things like the moment people realize South Africans are crazy. I've seen
that's lovely.
A little dog with a mic on it saying, I was in a rage that day.
Oh, it's absolutely wonderful.
It keeps me so happy this week. So thank you to Faf de Klerk for laughing in the face of adversity.
Yeah.
They didn't play a great game, so I'm told anyway. I did watch it. Can you believe that?
Yay, wow, look at you.
And I will be glued in front of the TV tomorrow, that's for sure.
Right.
It resulted in an explosion on social media. I mean, even though it wasn't a great game, and I think we're all sort of very nervous for tomorrow, but it resulted in an explosion of social media, and the Rugby World Cup final is on everybody's lips, including the president in his speech yesterday. And it's time for the country to unite. You know, somebody said to me, I would never go and put on a Springbok jersey, and I'm the type of person that anything that unites our country, China,
Absolutely.
I hate rugby. I have no interest in rugby.
It doesn't matter. It's so not about it. And the sense we've been talking about it on the show, we asked Louis Karpus as well, is there's definitely a 1995 feeling about it rather than 2007. We just seem to know we need this. We need to be brought together.
We need it so much. We need it so much. Oh, but I don't even. But we need it so much.
Stop it. The truth is, I don't even think it matters because this week and all the run up to it has just been incredible. It's in the air. There's we had the midterm budget and obviously you'll tell us how we reacted to it. It was terrible, but somehow we said, okay, it's terrible and people are still kind of feeling okay. Yeah.
That was a strange thing. Like that's what I also felt was like, okay, that was rough.
Exactly. We're a strange nation. We are a very strange people.
But that was my reaction too. I was like shrugged shoulders and moved on.
That was my sense of everybody.
Johannesburg as well. So that makes me very happy.
Yeah, for sure.
We're so used to bad news, I think.
Also,
in the good news section, Oliver Tambo's birthday.
Right.
Reminded us of the roots of the ANC. Diwali celebrations, if you leave out the fireworks, they come into the good pile. And then Ramaphosa was on fine form in the Q&A. One thing is for sure, that man can talk.
Yeah, and he's very good at addressing, when he's asked questions. He's very good at
That's for sure. Oh, then Howard the Bad. Oh, my word. The xenophobia stories. These protesters that have been sitting outside the UN in Cape Town, and they were then removed with stun guns, rubber bullets. They were picked up and dragged. There were women and children. It made timelines across the world, and my heart felt like I wanted to vomit.
Terrible.
I don't know what's wrong with us. Treat people well. Like, even our police force, like, do you have to do what you did there?
Yeah.
It's necessary.
And in Cape Town. I mean, nobody needs that in Cape Town. Terrible.
Highball. It should be under highball anyway. Tito Mboweni, wow, came out guns firing. He too, in the midterm budget. He was so scary that we even had an earthquake in KZN.
he made the earth move. Wow, that's quite something.
The finance minister was very vocal and he was very clear about Eskom. The word unbundling came back into the conversation, and Noom stood up. And Ted Lamboweni was like, I don't care if you stand up. In fact, if you stand up, the public service bill for salaries is too high. So go ahead and stand up.
Yeah.
He was ruthless. And then ETOLs are here to stay.
Well, that was, and this is what Zanati and I were talking about earlier, and I'm absolutely fascinated to hear your thoughts on this.
Yes.
Because while saying that, you know, the 29,000 civil servants that are basically being overpaid or it's way too much, he's then at the same time says, but ETOLs are here to stay and we are going to expect people to pay. And Zanati and I were talking about this earlier, and I was saying, somehow we don't even feel guilty about not paying ETOLs.
No.
How are they going to change the national psyche to say, oh, hold on, maybe I should consider paying this? I don't know how they're going to get there if they are.
To arrest the whole of Joburg, put judgments against the whole of Johannesburg. Everybody apart from people with fleets, etc., don't pay ETOLs.
That's what I said to Zanati.
People who do,
And
we're not going to start paying them now just because you said so, Tito Mbuini. We have to get to work.
Yeah.
We have to get to work to keep your pockets full, to keep this country running. And we're not going to pay to get to work as well on a highway that's been there all along, So Alfred back in the ring, and join up, sign up, guys.
Absolutely.
Don't get your Alfred badge, because if you don't have that Alfred badge, they might have actually a case for you, you know. Anyway, I was furious about ETOLs.
Sorry, Zanati, what were you saying about that?
They need to come up with another tax here. Because
no one is paying ETOLs.
We're not paying ETOLs.
Pay this one, Zanati.
Like, Fitz and Claire, we're not paying
ETOLs. But I love what Zanati said earlier this morning. She said, nobody pays it. We don't even feel guilty about it.
That's okay.
We don't feel guilty about it. I mean, I saw a church, okay, saying even God doesn't want you to pay ETOLs.
Okay, if it comes from God, then I'm fine as well. You know, even if it's...
I'm in. It's divine message. So.
And Austin Gibbs, Tanya Austin Gibbs saying, you're right, Tito was so scary, I think even Chuck Norris would have been afraid.
Hey, we had an earthquake, bro. We didn't have earthquakes this much. Then the brand, this is my section. Look, it's very cool. Halloween is a great opportunity for brands to play around. And Burger King dressed up their outdoor signs as McDonald's ghosts.
Oh, rubbish. Oh, that's wonderful. That's playful. That's wonderful.
You'll see some images. And then BMW, and Mercedes had a bit of a row. I think it was the Merc under the BMW where it said, Halloween, where you can wear your true colors, and it's, and the skin comes off of the BMW and there's a Merc underneath, or vice versa.
Wow.
Sorry.
That's unreal. Unreal.
Very, very clever. Lots of fun. But certainly the biggest brand story this week, coming in with a huge, AVE value. It's an advertising value. Springbok sponsors would have racked up value in the past couple of weeks, and certainly are going to be rubbing their hands together with glee in the next few days. Sponsorships are risky, but when they pay off big time. Those logos across your screen and on those shirts, guys, are there for a reason. Let me ask you one question. Did you drink more beer because of it? I'm asking for a friend.
Well, I don't like beer, so I don't count.
Oh, okay, you didn't, Howard. Even though it was in your face the whole time.
Because you've got to like the product, yeah.
My favorite section is the high boys, you know. The EFF won their case brought by Praveen Gordhan of hate speech in reference to Malema calling Gordhan a white monopoly capital dog and waging war on the minister. High boy. What do you think of that story?
Wow. It's bizarre. It's unbelievable.
I don't know, like, I was putting it in the good pile, I was putting it in the bad pile, and then I thought, no, it's a highball pile, because, like, I just don't know, highball, really. I don't know about that story. Like, you can say you're waging war on an individual as a political party, and it's okay?
I think we've got to be very, very careful. I think this whole area needs so much work, and the courts seem to be all over the show.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then one that made me shake my head and really laugh was the City of Johannesburg hack.
Oh, my word.
spoken about on the news bulletins and not to it. What was it about City of Johannesburg celebrating something that they did so well?
Yes,
but no, they can't even get their website security up.
And it's a crazy story because we looked into it quite closely. First of all, it's in the news, but it doesn't seem to be a big deal for anybody. I think this is major. For I think nearly a week now, the city of Johannesburg doesn't have a functioning system. We don't even know if internally they can communicate with each other, but they don't have a website. They don't have anything going on.
Anything.
And, all for R500,000. What kind of thieves are those? That's unimpressive. We need to up our game.
As South Africans, we really do settle
settle too low.
Honestly,
you're going to bring the whole of the city of Johannesburg functionality to a standstill for R500,000 in bitcoins, which no one even understands.
But what made me die about this story is they say in their statement they detected a network breach. What gave it away, guys? You have been hacked by the Shadow Kill hackers and we want your money. Was it that bit that gave it away?
I wonder. Yeah. Well, actually, it probably took about 48 hours because nobody even bothered to log into the system there. Your call is important to us. Please stay on the line while we play table tennis. Yeah.
Well, I mean, but Howard, you make a very good point. We're laughing, but it's a very serious story.
Very.
This particular set of hackers are making their way through South Africa. I mean, they started with the banks earlier last month. I don't know if you remember that warning.
Yes, absolutely.
And then this week, if you're an AfriHost client, you would have experienced serious issues this week. Because what you don't know is AfriHost also was hacked. There were several ISP providers that were hacked. So there are hackers making their way around, and those particular hackers they're quite smart. I mean, they may be asking for precious little money. I think they know we're poor.
Yeah. No, because also, I don't know, Tanya, I don't know if you've ever tried to get a refund out of the city of Johannesburg. You know, it took me about 15 or 16 months to get a refund once, you know, when I sold a property and you got to put in a deposit and then they say, as soon as the transfer goes through, they do the calculation and boom, you get it. About 15 or 16 months after the transfer went through, I was still waiting so you can't get any money out of them. So I think that these hackers, I don't know, they really should have gone with someone else.
Gwen Montage, he did it again. Montage. Apparently he said he bribed a journalist, 70 grand, to keep a story quiet of him and Tito Mboweni in a love triangle. When I read that, I was like, what on earth is going on here?
Classic. Absolutely. But
I'm wrong.
Now there are talks
not what happened. Yeah, no, I didn't bribe anyone.
Now there are talks about tigers and elephant trunks. It's too much.
I don't know. I don't even understand the story. I cannot understand how anybody would want to be in a love triangle. I'm sorry, with Tito and Gwen, I can't. My mind can't even go there.
I'm sorry, guys, but that's a very, very bad picture.
Very. It's the worst triangle I've ever, I could possibly imagine.
It's not a love triangle, it's a Halloween triangle.
Oh, that's terrible.
And now we know who blesses more and who's stingy.
It's terrible. It is terrible. Terrible. Talk about lucky strike. I don't know. All right. What else you got for us?
It's certainly been another slap in the face for me was Nino's mother's interview. That is a high ball. Like, why? Why are we giving airtime to this guy?
I don't understand.
I don't understand it at all. It's actually, and well, what's the mother going to say? What's she going to say? And who cares, actually?
And why is she allowed to say anything?
I agree.
Why is she allowed to say anything? Do we give that privilege to our pedophiles?
No, I don't think I think it was completely bizarre. Completely. I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah.
I'm wrapping up because I can see time is not on my side. SAPS was found to be the most corrupt organization in the country by GCB. Now that's a hybrid. Wow. When the people who've been to fight corruption are the most corrupt, then you know you're here.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
And then the Shuri Castle burnt down and there were no donations. I'm sorry.
I don't
know.
Yeah, that's
donations for this castle, guys.
So
for Historical monuments of the world. Where's your money now? Your Notre Dame money.
You know, exactly.
It's awkward.
It is so awkward because we don't care because it's in Japan. It's in the East. We don't care.
We're not white people.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. It's just remarkable. I don't know what is wrong with us.
Like, it's so blatant. It's outrageous. Like hiding in plain sight, for heaven's sake.
Yeah. Absolutely.
One of my favorite stories, and I sent it to you, and it's on my Facebook page if people want to go look at it. But across the waters, Trump spoke a great deal about dogs.
Oh my word. I don't think you're talking about the mashup. I don't think I have laughed that much at one of these political satires ever. It was so brilliantly done. It was fantastic.
What they did was they took Trump's speech about killing, what's his name,
al-Baghdadi, the head of
ISIS. Abubakar al-Baghdadi.
Head of ISIS. So, I mean, that makes me laugh, like as if there's a head of ISIS. I mean, honestly, anyway, yeah, okay, you killed the head of ISIS, and what? ISIS will stop now.
Well, that's exactly what they said. That all the reports are saying it's going to make absolutely no difference, unfortunately.
And then he called him, he said he was slaying like a dark. And they then compared his speech to Obama's speech.
Yeah.
About killing of Osama bin Laden.
Yeah.
And they mashed it together, and you cannot believe how hysterically funny it is to go from that speech to Obama's speech about the same thing.
I'm actually going to play it for our listeners just after 8:35. It is genuinely one of the funniest things. It doesn't matter if you love Trump or hate Trump or love Obama or hate Obama. Just put that aside and enjoy it. You don't have to have a political view. Just have fun.
It's Friday, people.
Exactly.
Friday.
Exactly.
All right. On that note, I end my
Sorry, Gary. Thank you, as always. So much fun chatting to you. So informative. And we'll, of course, catch you next week. That is Tanya Curry from Acumen Media. Time is 8:30.